application on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging. And to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to our voice from Iran. In this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about the benefits of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, during his ghaibah or occultation.
It's yet another day, feeling all alone. Without your presence, I just can't go. My eyes are searching for you everywhere. After the end of the Friday prayer, O son of Hassan, my beloved Imam, of the talking Quran, accept my salam.
Today, Monday, 16th of the month of Shaban, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Isfand, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of February, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to verse 105 of chapter Anbiya.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد كتبنا في الزبور من بعد الذكر أن الأرض يرثها عبادي الصالحون
And we have already written in the book of Psalms after the previous mention that the land of paradise is inherited by my righteous servants.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It seems that the objective is the book specialized to David, peace be upon him, which contains the whole supplications, prayers, and advices of that prophet. This book was sent down after the Torah, and the purpose of the holy word reminder mentioned in the verse is also the very Torah. In an explanation to the verse, Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, remarks that it refers to the companions of Imam al-Mahdi in the last days.
My hands, my life are at your command. Help me, Ya Mahdi. Help me to help you in action and speech, to deliver your message to the people I reach. 1,200 years you've been alive, and wait. You wait, we wait. We've prepared your seat. A Muslim, a man, a guide, our savior. God will bless us with you as a favor. They ask us, how is it you've lived for so long? We smile and remind them of Jesus and Elijah, or Khizr and Isa. They ask us, where are you? Why would God hide you? We remind them of Yusuf. You return when we decide to improve our actions, to accept our failures. Men rise to lead nations but fail for centuries. Our daily behavior makes God delay our savior. God promised your victory to us in the Quran, like Moses or Musa. He protected your birth. We have said in the Psalms and the Torah that my righteous servants will inherit the earth.
So it's nice to look at the benefits of Imam al-Mahdi during his occultation. Any human needs blood to continue his life, and the existence of blood is necessary in every single moment of life. This need is not in any way independent of Allah. He is Allah who has created this need for human, and He, Allah, is the one who has fulfilled it. Similarly, the function of Imam over the rest of creatures is not independent of Allah. He was Allah who created this need for the universe, and He was Allah who has fulfilled it. Our Creator, God, wished the inhabitants of the earth not to be able to live without the existence of His representative on the earth, the same way that Allah wished our body not to be able to survive without blood. Notice that in the example, both Imam and blood are no more than the creation of Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear brothers and sisters, in this show we are going to talk about the benefits of the hidden Imam alayhi salam, that is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So let's have a look at the narrations on benefiting from the presence of Imam Mahdi, Imam of that time, during his occultation. This question is not new and has not only arisen in our era. It has been discussed in Islamic narrations even before the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, when the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and previous Imams spoke of the Mahdi and his prolonged occultation, facing such questions and responding to them. For example, a narration from the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says, the Prophet of Islam, in response to the question of whether the Shia can benefit from the presence of the Qa'im during the occultation, said, yes, by the Lord who appointed me as a prophet, they will benefit from him during his occultation and will utilize the light of his guardianship, just as they benefit from the sun when it is behind clouds. This is what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Again, another narration from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, from the day Allah created Adam until the day of resurrection, the earth has never been and will never be devoid of a divine proof, either apparent and well-known or hidden and unknown. For if there were no divine proof, Allah would not be worshipped. A companion asked, how can people benefit from a hidden and unknown Imam? The Imam replied, just as the benefit from the sun when it is behind clouds.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
This is today's special. This is our role as we wait for the Imam's reappearance. One of our roles is calling upon the Imam as an intercessor. For us to truly reach Allah and fulfill our responsibility to Him, we need to identify those whom Allah has given the power of intercession, as He commands us. Allah says, believers, have fear of Allah, find the means to reach Him, and strive hard for His cause so that you may have everlasting happiness. Without a doubt, among the best means of reaching Allah is utilizing the best of His creation, whom He has sent with divine authority or wilayah. For us, that requires us to seek Allah by the intercession of the Imam of our time. May Allah hasten His reappearance.
Ya Abba Saleh, 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 Ya ليس محبوبي سواك فليس محبوبي نال حسن روحي فداك.
Now that we speak about our duty, our role towards Imam during his ghibah or occultation, it's nice to know, why did Imam al-Mahdi disappear? That's a question. There are many reasons behind it. The most important reason of it will be disclosed when Imam al-Mahdi will appear. However, I mention a few reasons that I know. A very easy answer would be, this is Allah's will. His will is based on His infinite wisdom. The appearance of Imam al-Mahdi solely depends on the decision of Allah. He knows best how to act. The question might be as naive as asking why some people are black and some are white, why some are beautiful, why others are not. This is Allah's decree. Another reason, a better answer, which also answers why some are beautiful and others are not, would be, it is a test. Allah could send all people to paradise directly, but He did not, because He wanted to test us. The test of Allah is actually a test that proves the facts for ourselves as witness. Otherwise, Allah has the foreknowledge of everything.
The message of the Imam alayhi salam is a message of principle. It's a message of moral principles, moral values, ethical standards. The Imam represents the path of all prophets, and all prophets of God, their priority was moral standards, akhlaq. That's how we prepare for the reappearance of the Imam ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah. Let me examine my akhlaq today. Does my akhlaq satisfy my Creator? Does my akhlaq bring me closer to the Imam of my time? Akhlaq means humbleness. Akhlaq means I don't allow for selfishness to envelop and captivate my heart. Akhlaq means I control my anger. Akhlaq means I am generous, I am kind to my parents, to my family, to my neighbors, to those around me. Akhlaq means that I am charitable. Akhlaq means wherever I go, I spread a positive attitude. Akhlaq means I'm not jealous of others. In fact, I want goodness for them and I pray for them. This is the system of akhlaq, my dear brothers and sisters. Akhlaq means I control my habits. Many youth struggle with lifestyles that are negative or negative habits. If I want to bring myself closer to the Imam of my time, I start changing these habits. And it's possible. Even if a habit is deep-rooted in you, and it's so difficult for you to get rid of this habit, it's possible. And the key is to practice a good habit for 40 days, or to abandon a bad habit for 40 days, it becomes second nature. There's science behind this. We have beautiful narrations and hadiths behind this.
That was all for this episode of today's special under the topic of benefits of Imam al-Mahdi, the last savior during his ghibah. Thank you very much for listening to us. Inshallah, we meet you soon on the birthday anniversary of the last savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Wassalam.
Allahumma ajjil baliyka اللهم عجل بليك الفرج اللهم عجل بليك الفرج اللهم عجل بليك
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and since we're still basking in the blessings of the birthday of the Imam of the Age, Abu Saleh al-Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, here is an interesting saying from the Command of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, regarding the presence of the 12th and last successor of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The earth shall never be devoid of the divine proof. He may be apparent and prominent, or he may be concealed and hidden. and it is because of him that the proofs and signs of Allah are not wasted. Pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Thumma salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-Tahirin. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. In this program of Hadith of the Day, I want to read first a very meaningful hadith from the Holy Prophet Salawatullahi wa sallam, and then try to explain and translate it into English for you brothers and sisters. The Prophet Salawatullahi wa sallam says, Man adha'a fahishatan kana kamubtadi'iha. وَمَنْ عَيَّرَ مُؤْمِنًا بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَمُتْ حَتَّى يَرْكَبُهُ. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet says that مَنْ أَذَاعَ فَاحِشَةً, the one, he who publicizes an evil doing, فَاحِشَةً, كَانَ كَمُبْتَدِئِهَا, is regarded as the same as the originator of that evil doing. You know? Look, in this hadith, the Prophet says that the one who publicizes, not committing the sin, you know, not committing the fahisha, not committing the evil doing. So the one who commits it, he will receive the punishment. Yeah, he will be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he is the doer of that evil doing. Yeah, but the one who publicizes it, look, the one who publicizes this kind of fahisha and this evil doing, he is also the same as the originator, the same as the one who commits this kind of sin and evil doing. So, which means that we must be very much aware. We must be aware of not publicizing, not spreading what? The wrongdoings and the evil doings. And then says, وَمَنْ عَيَّرَ مُؤْمِنًا بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَمُتْ حَتَّى يَرْكَبُهُ. A man who imputes dishonor to a Muslim for a matter will not die before that matter is stuck to him. Look, the Prophet says that you should not input a kind of dishonor to a Muslim for a matter. Yeah, there are sometimes something happen, yeah? But we are not allowed to input what? Dishonor, disrespect kind of, or what we can say, humiliation, for example, against that person, against that Muslim. We should not belittle him. We should not mock him. We should not make fun of him by, for example, committing sometimes mistakes or errors. It's natural in our life that happens. Whenever a Muslim, there's a matter for a Muslim. We should not belittle him. We should not dishonor him, you know. Because of what? Because the Prophet says that لَمْ يَمُتْ حَتَّى يَرْكَبَهُ. The man who imputes dishonor to a Muslim for a matter will not die before that matter is stuck to him. You know, when you dishonor someone for that, for example, thing that is mistakenly happened to that person, be sure that you will not die unless that things come to you, happen to you as well. So that's why, beware of not dishonoring the people, the Muslims, for some matters. It is narrated from the Holy Prophet that my nation, my followers, should be always cautious and careful about these sort of things. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters all over the world listening to IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I welcome you, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, among our brothers here, dear Ali Nasser, Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome everyone.
Wa alaikum assalam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasser, how is it going?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
All right. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
All right. So, everyone is fine. Hope you are doing well. Dear listeners, let's get started. Inshallah, today we will be working on two verses from Surah
Al-A'raf
on page 100. Hassan, 100?
53.
So Brother Hassan says on page 153, Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 24th and 25th. So, everyone, let's listen to the recitation and let's get started.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qala ihbitu ba'dukum li ba'din adu wa lakum fil ardi mustaqarrun wa mata'un ila hin. Qala fiha tahyawna wa fiha tamutuna wa minha tukhrajun.
تَعْمَلُونَ. That's right. MashaAllah, nice recitation. Good job, brothers. Dear listeners, we will be working on tajweed points and we'll explain these two verses, inshallah, as much as we could. But we really, really ask you to refer to the
Tafasir books,
inshallah. I recommend Ali Nasir, Hassan, Hussein, Fawad, everyone, and all our dear listeners. In case you want to learn more, please refer to the Tafasir books, because our Quranic sessions are not that long, okay, that we could explain all the tafsiri points. So make sure you refer to that, the Tafasir books. All right, let's get started. Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 24 says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Let me read once. قال اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. Ali Nasir, could you read this ayah once?
Yes.
Yeah, please. Then we'll move on to the next ayah, all right?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah said to Adam alayhi salam and Eve, Hawa, when they asked Allah Almighty to
repent,
when they repented and they asked Allah Almighty to
forgiveness,
yes, yeah. To forgive them. قَالَا رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا
لَنَكُونَنَّ
مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. After they repented to Allah Almighty, they asked Allah Almighty to forgive them, Allah said, قَالَ اهْبِطُوا, go down. Hurry up, go down. Leave the heaven. Okay, we previously said it was not the eternal heaven, okay?
Yeah.
Because the eternal heaven is eternal. It means those who live there, they will stay there?
Forever.
So it was a garden, a heaven, kind of between the earth and the real heaven, yes?
Yeah.
Or a heaven, it could be like a garden, some narrations we have, that it was one of the gardens in this world, okay? All right?
Yes.
So Allah Almighty asked everyone to leave that place, to go down on earth. Okay? To go down? To come down, actually, on earth. Okay?
Yeah.
So, ihbitu is a plural word. It has a plural pronoun. Okay? Ihbitu, it means antum.
Yeah.
Okay?
You too?
You all.
You all, uh-huh.
Okay, if ever was ihbita or ihbit, we have qala ihbit minha. Allah says to the evil, okay, to Iblis, says qala ihbit minha, go out, okay, go down. For example, ihbit means go down, okay. There is, for example, you are on a place, in a high place, okay, there is down there, there is a place, you move from this here to
there.
This is called ihbit, hubut, okay. Mm-hmm. In this ayah, we have qala ihbitu, plural. So it could be?
You all.
All three of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Qala ihbitu minha. Qala ihbitu, here we have. Ba'dukum li ba'din adu. He said, get down, being enemies of one another. It means you are kind of enemies of each other. Okay? Because you are in fight. Kind of, okay? So mm-hmm. Shaitan does not want the blessings of Allah Almighty to be upon, huh? Adam alayhi salam. So here on earth, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ. Allah says, on the earth, أَرْضُ.
Yeah.
Kind of the same, aren't they?
Yes.
أَرْضُ. Hassan, isn't it surprising? Is it taken from English? No. Is أَرْضُ, the Arabic one, is it taken from English?
No.
Or the English word is taken from Arabic?
I don't know, maybe English or...
Have a research on this, okay? وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرُّ On the earth shall be your abode. You will have place to stay there. وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينَ And sustenance for a time. قَالَ اهْبِطُوا There is a Hamzatul Wasl with the word اهْبِطُوا. You would read it اهْبِطُوا, yeah? But why you ignored it? I didn't ask you. Could you explain?
Yeah. Because the Hamzatul Wasl is in middle.
In the middle. It means...
When we have a word before Hamzatul Wasl, we skip the Hamzatul Wasl.
Because we join the two words.
So
here Hamzatul Wasl...
We
don't need Hamzatul Wasl. But... Yet? Yep.
But if the Hamzatul Wasl come like starting of the verse, so we should... Pronounce it.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So there are two cases for Hamzatul Wasl. Either you
skip it or skip it.
If you start right from the word that has Hamzatul Wasl, what do you do with Hamzatul Wasl, Hussein? You read it or you skip it?
If it is between us...
No. If you are starting from a word that starts with Hamzatul Wasl. Like, I don't read the word qala. I just start from ihbitu.
So I read it, basically. Yes.
But if you read the word before and the word that has Hamzatul Wasl...
You will connect.
Yeah, you connect skip the these two. And Hamzatul Wasl is?
Skipped.
Qala lahbitu. Good job. بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ What does that sila say, Hassan?
The sila says it's better to continue.
Alright, it's a stopping sign, huh?
But you can also stop.
Mm-hmm. So, it means, Ali Nasir, it means if I read قَالَ اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ
Yeah.
عَدُوٌّ I can make a pause here. Good. But better to?
Continue.
So, if I continue, how do I read it, Hussein? If I continue reading it?
Adu walakum.
Yeah, if you think it's difficult, better to make a pause here, okay?
Yeah. I think it's Run first away. Time it's becoming like this.
Huh?
First time I think it's becoming like this.
Ah. So it's because there is a wow.
Yeah.
Then mean plus wow, you merge this.
Yeah.
Adu walakum. If you think it's difficult, first practice it. If you couldn't, just ignore it. Stop there.
Adu walakum.
Yeah. Good job. Walakum fil ardi mustaqarru wa mata'un ila hin. Very easy. Qala fiha. Qala again.
Heavy letter.
فيها تح
يونة
Why يونة? It's a wow there.
So
يونة
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 Yes.
What is it called?
Because the ya has fatha.
The ya has a fatha.
It means that ya has a dhamma. If you pronounce يونة.
It doesn't have a dhamma, so you could read a يونة.
Yes.
It's يونة. And also it is called what type of mat?
Lean.
Ow, ay. We had that.
Yeah.
Yow, ow. Yes?
Yes.
We had that. وَفِيهَا تَمُوتُونَ Tuna. This is wow, man.
Yeah.
Tuna. We don't have tauna. Tuna. Make sure, okay? Sometimes we might be confused. I've seen students replacing them. They're reading, for example, تَحْيُونَ وَفِيهَا تَمُوتُونَ Tauna or tuna, whatever, okay? They've made mistakes. وَمِنْهَا وَمِنْهَا
تُخْرَجُونَ
تُخْرَجُونَ not تَخْرُجُونَ تُخْرَجُونَ So Allah says, in it and on the earth, okay? You will live, and in it you will die. Look, Allah says the process of life, the process of being on earth, okay? We'll live here, we'll die here, and we will be raised from death, okay? And we'll visit the day of judgment. That's all. Let's practice these two verses. I will recite them once. Ali Nasir, Hassan and Hussein, and all our brothers and sisters listening to us right now, well, practice after me. Are you ready?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قال اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو.
قال اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو.
عدو has a nabr sound. Nabr means a kind of jerk sound. عدو. Look. قال اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو.
قال اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو.
أحسن. ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين.
ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين.
قال فيها تحيون وفيها تموتون ومنها تخرجون.
قال فيها تحيون وفيها تموتون ومنها تخرجون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسن. سم الله بلس إن شاء الله. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us. That's all from us for today. Stay with Arab English Radio. See you next session. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Salam and greetings to all our listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Ocean of Dua. Here we are for another lesson and another journey to the profound ocean of the spiritual insight. I'm Mojtaba Farzana, your host for today's episode. Since the profound verses of Whispered Prayer Sha'baniya don't cease to amaze us, we are going to continue our previous topic. Through discussions and references to the rich Islamic heritage, we aim to enable ourselves to contemplate on these beautiful supplications. So, without any further ado, let's get into today's segment of the Munajat. Open your hearts and let's embark on this thought-provoking journey together. I'll be here with you every step of the way.
إلهي إن من تعرف بك غير مجهول ومن لاذ بك غير مخذول ومن أقبلت عليه غير مملول إلهي إن من انتهج بك لم استنير وإن من اعتصم بك لم استجير وقد لذت بك يا إلهي فلا تخيب ظني من رحمتك ولا تحجبني عن رأفتك.
Now that we have admired the beauty of these lines, let's read their English translation. My Lord, certainly he who recognizes you shall never be anonymous. He who seeks your shelter shall never be disappointed, and he to whom you turn to does not fall victim to dejection. My Lord, certainly he who abides by your path shall be enlightened, and he who resorts in you finds refuge. Indeed, certainly I have taken shelter in you, my Lord. So please, do not let down my opinion in your mercy, and do not exclude me from your knowledge. In our previous episode, the luminous verses of the Quran enlightened our hearts. One of the verses we recited was the verse 28 of chapter Hadith, and in today's episode we are going to dig a bit deeper into the profound ocean of the Quran. Let's listen to the verse so that I can read you a beautiful narration afterwards.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وآمنوا برسوله يؤتكم كفلين من رحمته ويجعل لكم نورا تمشون به ويغفر لكم والله غفور رحيم.
O you who have believed, fear Allah and believe in His Messenger. He will then give you a double portion of His mercy and make for you a light by which you will walk and forgive you. And Allah is forgiving and merciful.
Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, was asked what the meaning of light was in the above mentioned verse. His response was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigns an imam for you to look at and follow. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ إِمَامًا تَأْتَمُونَ بِهِ. That's the true meaning of the light in this verse. These days and nights belong to the last member of the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, who is the imam of our time. Let's be honest to ourselves and contemplate on our past deeds, for 1 hour of contemplation is worth more than 70 years of worship. Can we truly be deemed worthy followers of the Imam in any aspect? Is the manner in which we perform our prayers, converse with our Lord, and shed tears for our beloved Imam Hussein akin to his own? After all, there must exist commonalities between a lover and the beloved. Would we even recognize our awaited Imam if we were to encounter him? The very first step towards loving Ahlul Bayt is to truly know them. Let's take a break by listening to a very authentic dua and come back for its English translation.
اللهم عرفني نفسك فإنك إن لم تعرفني نفسك لم أعرف رسولك اللهم عرفني رسولك فإنك إن لم تعرفني رسولك لم أعرف حجتك اللهم عرفني حجتك فإنك إن لم تعرفني حجتك ضللت عن ديني
O God, reveal yourself to me, for without your revelation, I am unable to recognize your messengers. Reveal your messengers to me, O God, for without their guidance, I am unable to recognize your Imam. Show me your Imam, for without his guidance, I may stray from the path of my faith. This supplication illustrates a reciprocal journey, from seeking Allah's guidance to finding His messengers and Imam, and conversely, from recognizing the Imam to ultimately finding God Himself. I'd like to wrap up the episode with a piece of advice from one of the great Shia scholars. One day, he delivers a lecture in the shrine of Imam Rida, peace be upon him, emphasizing the central role of the Savior in Shia perspective. After the lecture, a young man desperately looking for him approaches to ask a question. Sheikh calmly welcomes him and invites him to his house. After eating lunch, and before this young man starts putting forth his inquiry, Sheikh starts talking. He looks deep into the young man's eyes and tells him, "I know what your parents are going through. I'm a father after all. Take this opportunity, but assure your parents that nothing bad is going to happen." Still shocked with how the Sheikh knows everything, he flabbergastedly asks, "How can I calm them down? They're afraid if I go abroad, I might go astray and lose my faith." Sheikh takes a deep breath and replies, "Tell your parents that Mr. So-and-so told me to talk to Imam Mahdi every day as soon as I wake up and before I go to bed. Since talking to an omnipresent Imam does not require an appointment nor any means, we can easily address him and have a heart-to-heart. I hope by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would be able to connect with the Imam of our time and be a true follower for him." Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان والعالم يقلك يا حبيب شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha
RIB English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Answering your doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman? Allah, who is Al-Mannan? La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Ata, the host of this program. Sayyid Zain is the special guest speaker from the Islamic House of One for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
All right, Sayyid Zain, for today's discussion, we want to talk about our deeds in this world and why their effects must stay for the other world. I mean, people have a temporary life in this world, according to the biological life, you know. So they do some deeds, whether being Muslim or non-Muslim, but the effects of their deeds is going to stay in the other world for so many years too. And based on the deeds in this world, they are going to be the rewarded or chastised in the other world.
Right.
Is this just by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I mean, for a short period of time, our effects remain forever or not?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. So I think if we were to even look at our own laws, the laws that people have made, right? We'd see indications of something similar there, right? The person who steals something, it just takes 1 second to steal it.
Yes.
But then they have to be in jail for a few years, right? Or the person who kills somebody, right? They have to be in jail, for example, for the rest of their life, or they have to face capital punishment and be dead forever, right? At least in this world.
Yes.
So our own laws also mirror that basically, you know, it's not necessarily the amount of time that has to be equal, that if a person commits a sin or a crime in a short amount of time, that he should be only punished for a short amount of time, right?
Okay.
So it's something that is, you know, not alien to our minds either. But when we are talking about infinity, right, that's when the question, I think, really comes up. Because, you know, somebody might say that, okay, fine, you're saying that if somebody commits a sin, okay, that they'll be punished for it, and that punishment, I can understand that it's longer than the sin itself. Fine,
yes.
I can understand that.
Yes.
But infinity, because infinity means like forever and ever and ever.
Yes.
Right? So here is where I think the question really comes up, is that really justified? That somebody who lived for a finite amount of time, and they committed a sin for, you know, let's say 1 second really, they killed somebody, it's a believer, that they should be punished forever and ever and ever in the next world. Is that fair or not?
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is exactly, you know, the place that we have to kind of look into and answer.
That's right. Okay. So, and the effects of the deeds remain forever, isn't it? I mean, you do some actions with your body, but the effects are going to remain on your soul forever. I mean, it is like... we can't say the dots, it's better to say whether dark or whether white. Your soul, somehow it will be painted or stained,
right.
You know, your soul will, with the effects of your deeds, and forever they will remain.
Right. So now, unlike our, you know, societies and how, you know, we have crime and all these things where a person does action, and then there is a almost an arbitrary punishment for them, right? That people have decided that, you know, okay, if somebody commits this crime, there will be this punishment for them. And it's arbitrary because it's decided by people.
Yes.
Unlike that, as you mentioned, sins are not like that, right? That a sin has a real effect on our souls, right? So it's not something that is arbitrary. It's something that's real.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the idea of whether that real effect is there forever or not, it's you know, it really depends. If the person has repented or not, because if a person repents, then inshallah Allah removes that.
Yes.
Or, for example, there's the idea that, okay, a person, through the hardships that they face in this world and the hardships that a believer faces in the next world, that they will be purified from, you know, a lot of these sins as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So,